إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing inshallah with the series of the akhlaq, the character and the demeanor and the way we behave towards one another, towards us, yourself, and with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Today's khuluq is about al-hurriya, freedom. But we'll understand the magnitude of that word, if it's used properly or abused or misused. So we'll talk about the definition linguistically and istilahan, shar'i, Islamically, and what the understanding of the predecessors of understanding what hurriya, freedom, was all about, and what is the West talk about the freedom, and some of the confused Muslims right now that they live between understanding what freedom is totally about. And the ayat and the hadith, and a game plan, and a homework, as we're accustomed after we finish this, what to do, what not to do, a GPS to get you away from the hellfire and to Jannah, inshallah, ameen. Linguistically, al-hurriya is al-nafis wa-sawab minha al-hur, meaning whatever is free or higher in value or that is correct. But istilahan, difference of opinions among the madahib. And even when they came together understanding the definition of hurriya, freedom, he says, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ability to be able to take your rights, defend your rights, but take other no other rights. In a nutshell. So when you think about freedom, what do you think about? The understanding of freedom. Well, you have to go at blunt. You don't have to go to the opposite. You only have to look at the very recent past to understand the misuse of that. And if you think that hurriya is to do whatever you wish, mutlaqa, is unrestricted, you can do whatever you want, yes, you have the right to do the sing the blues, do the funky chicken, do the macarena, raise the roof, watch it, whatever you want. It's up to you. But we think about it as what? As we mentioned before, is like a mall. You have a freedom in this land of milk and honey, in anything funny, it's all about money. So you can go to any mall. Go ahead. Is anybody going to tell you, no, you can't come to this mall? We mentioned this before. You can go to any store in that mall. Somebody going to tell you, no, you can't come to the store? No problem. You can pick any product. Get it, anything you want. But on the way out, what do you have to do? You have to pay. So understanding that, making sure that we keep this in context, and the concept of the pay on the way out is what we are restricted to. So if you go to the capitalism, or socialism, or any ism that happens, you will find the extremes one way or another. So you become abd, you become a slave to a dollar sign. You become a slave to your shahwa, your whims and desires. You become a slave to something, from one extreme to another. Or you absolutely have no freedom whatsoever. Everyone is equal no matter whether you do good or bad. Whether you work hard or you're lazy. You could like pogi. I sit home and the government pays for me. Doesn't matter. That's not hurriya either. That is not freedom. So if you're going to go with whatever it is that I'm going to get anything from you, no matter what to do, the price, as long as I'm rich, as long as I am happy. Doesn't matter now whether you're enslaved or not. That's one extreme. But the other one, doesn't matter whether you work hard or not, you're still going to be equal. But Islam says, no, we're in the midst of the path. It is mukhayyar and musayyar. So understanding what you have control over and things that you have no control over. Things you make a decision upon and a choice of, and things you have no choice of. For example, you have no choice of that day you were born. Did you? Where you were born, your mother and your father. You have no choice of certain things. But Allah will not hold you accountable for any of this. But you will be held accountable of the things you made decisions upon. So we'll talk about that again. Just a quick refresher of what this mukhayyar musayyar, preordained, the destiny and a choice, freedom, will. So we said before, when Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ala is even talking to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, Eve, sun uskun anta wa zawjuk al jannah, dwell therein you and your spouse, O Adam and Hawa, Eve, wa kula minha ragadan haythu shi'tuma wa la taqraba hadhihi shajara. Go ahead, dwell therein, eat whatever you like. Drink whatever you like. Ragad is like abundance. There is no accountability. Go ahead. You don't have to work hard for it. That's what it is. Just get whatever you want. But he says, وَلَا إِسْتِثْنَاء. Here's the exception. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَ. But don't come close to this shajara. Don't tell me it's an apple. We don't know. It's a tree. It's an example of something. So what does he give you? Give you freedom to do whatever you like. The only exception is, don't come close to this tree. We have the same thing, brothers and sisters, in this life. You know what? You can drink anything you want, except one drink you're allowed to drink. Alcohol. Drink whatever you like, man. There's gazillions of drinks out there. There's only one drink you're not allowed to drink. Alcohol. What do we do? No. The only drink I want to drink is this one that I'm not allowed to drink. Subhanallah, ajeeb. You understand how we're made? Rebels. Okay, eat anything you like, except stay away from pork. No. I want to call Allah help us, wallahi. And some of us from somewhere, I'm not going to talk about again, stay away from politics. So they travel from that, whatever. And they come to the areas that are known. And the brothers are, mashallah, yani. So they can do whatever it is. They gamble like crazy, like there's no tomorrow. They fornicate like Allah. You can't say this word with fornication. And you can do whatever it is you want. Anything, no problems. But when it comes to pork, no, haram. Ya ammi, you just drank alcohol. You gamble. You fornicated. But you understand the mafhumiyyah? The understanding is totally wrong. So understanding that is what? Who is the beneficiary? It's you. If Allah tells you to stay away from something, who's actually benefiting from this? Allah? No, you. So it's restricted to something that is beneficial to you. What does that mean? Well, you know, Islam is la darar wa la dirar. Don't harm yourself and don't harm others. That's what Islam is. So you're free to do whatever you want as long as you don't harm yourself and you don't harm others. But the freedom in the West says mutlaq, is unrestricted. I do whatever I want. Even I want to kill myself, I kill myself. Islam says no. You cannot harm yourself and you cannot harm others. I'm ready to smoke. You know what, man? You want to kill yourself? But you know, you can't smoke. You're harming me too. So your freedom is to go ahead and say whatever you want. But you're harming me? No, Islam says you're not. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. If you believe in Allah on the last day, say good or be quiet. So it is good for all. So what is the principle? Is al-maslaha al-amma muqaddama al-maslaha al-khassa. Understand the good of all precedes the good of one. Don't tell me I'm free to do what you want. Yeah, sure. Go ahead, but you're encroaching on my rights. For example, recent past right here in Ontario, they had a person to stay away from the gender, this and all of that stuff. A person who ruled this land temporarily because somebody else stepped down and she wasn't, whatever, that person was in charge. What did he do? Ah, face it down upon us. Throw it down your throat. We have your 6 years old children, they're going to have to learn about sex education and they can change in gender. If you're going to refuse it, we're going to put you behind bars. That's according to them, their freedom. As long as they're both consenting to do whatever it is, the nasty, they're free to do so. Is that freedom? Is that what you're looking for? Okay, what is it, Ukhti? Most of the sisters, usually, when I used to be a spokesperson somewhere else, they used to talk about two things. Terrorism and women. Always media. So when we talk about freedom, what is it exactly you're looking to be free? You know what they want you to be free of? They want to be freedom of your clothes, Ukhti. Freedom of your identity. Freedom of your dignity. Freedom of your character. Freedom of your honor. Free to forget your past. Who you are coming from. Where you're going to. The higher the dress, the higher the raise. It's not what you have inside, it's what you have outside. That's the freedom they're looking for. The freedom to say, I'm free. Free at last, as they say. No, Islam says, no. You're much more honorable than that. We give you freedom over 1400 years ago. That not the Western woman right here, 100 years only, they were able to do certain things. So if you're telling us, are you teaching us about freedom? Are you teaching us about to honor women? We did this long time ago before you tried to say if women actually exist or not. Are they beneath something or not? Do they have the right to vote? Do they have the right to live? Islam gave you 14 rights 1400 years ago to tell you about your freedom. A freedom to say no. Who says yes or no for marriage? You do so. Not us, Ukhti. It's you that has that freedom. You have the freedom to have your own businesses, to vote, to do everything, have the right to be pleased, and so on and so forth. You didn't have that right over 100 years ago. No. But to free yourself from all of that is only being misled, my dear sister, wallahi. Having said that, the time is running. Let's talk about the true freedom when we come back after Jalsa Suraha and the true path that we have to take to understand the concept of freedom. In the freedom of that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one we worship and free from everybody else. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us free, the true way properly, understanding what we say, make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Recently, we're getting a lot of youth coming to us. They want to leave Islam, and yet, this is no secret, atheism is on the rise. And when you understand why, is because of what we're talking about today. Whether they're brainwashed or something else, doesn't matter. But the same trend comes in. Freedom, so they say. Want to free to marry whoever I want, do whatever I want, pray or not pray, drink or not drink, doesn't matter. So again, when some parents bring their children to the office and they say he doesn't want to become a Muslim anymore, so as I mentioned before, I ask him, what's her name? And the man smiles. The young man smiles. Because he knows exactly that's what he's after. He became free, but enslaved to his own whims and desires. Because he doesn't want this restriction for me to, you know what, she's got this type of eyes, got this type of body, got this type of whatever, and this color of that. I want this girl. Because I followed my own whims and desires. Does Islam restrict you? It doesn't restrict you, akhi. Islam tells you that. As a matter of fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you that. تُنْكَحَ الْمَرْأَ لِأَرْبَعَ. Go ahead, marry. Marry a woman for four reasons. Among the jamal, he has there. Her beauty is there. So did Islam tell you, no, you don't have to. You marry a beautiful girl, akhi. Doesn't matter. It is up to you what pleases your eyes. We don't deny you that. And we think that we want to leave Islam because it doesn't give you freedom. Islam is all about freedom, but the proper manner. It's how to channel your energy and your thoughts in the proper manner, the legal manner, or the unlawful, illegal matter, unlawful matter. Among them, yes, her beauty, her wealth, her lineage, and her deen. فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. The true winning is that one that possessor of the
true religion,
faith. Otherwise, تربت يداك التصقت يدك بالتراب. And your hand will touch dust. That means you will lose everything. On the opposite of that, positive and negative, is if she has the religious background, you will win with everything. Meaning this prosperity of that harth, the cultivation of that zar. So when they don't understand that, because they were not raised properly, they will misunderstand the concept of freedom. Yes. So what does that mean? Okay, well here you go. The pre-distinct and the freedom of will, decision you make. So I gave you this example before, but you have to understand it now in the proper understanding of freedom. So we said before, you have whims and desires. Okay, you want to marry. You have certain emotions and energy in your body. You want to be looked after. So we said Islam gives you the freedom to go ahead and marry. If you're such a hunk, you've been doing aerobics and working out, you're a strong man, up to 4, dude. Halal. Yes? The hadith says, even in your intimate relations, you're rewarded. Could you imagine any other religion gives you that? It says every time you have intimate relations with your wife, you're rewarded for that. And a man was astonished. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya'ati ahdana shahwata. You will come with this beautiful relationship and this beautiful feeling, and you still get rewarded for that? He said, yes. He said, how come? He says, Ara'aita, have you not seen if you do the same relationship outside of wedlock, will you not be disciplined for it? He says, yes. He says, similarly, if you do that in the proper manner, you will be rewarded for it. So what are you waiting for? Get married. Or fast. It's your choice. So Islam tells you, you know what? Here's the proper way to do it. So you don't have children having children. You don't have spreading the STDs. You do it in the proper manner to protect everybody. That's all. We're not telling you not to do anything, but do it properly. So I'm asking the guardians again, please make it easy for your children to do the right thing. You're making what halal is very difficult, hence haram is becoming easy. I say this all the time, and forgive me for repeating it, because I hear these things over again. So why are we brothers and sisters making it difficult for our children to get married? Sponsor them, ya akhi. If you have the money, my dear brothers and sisters, help your son to get married early. And if you have a daughter, my dear brother, help that brother to do it. He doesn't have to have the PhD, wallahi. He doesn't have to have the Mercedes Benz. He doesn't have to be a CEO. Doesn't have to have a Swiss bank account or private jet or private yacht. Make it easy for them, my brothers. Otherwise, you're going to lose them. And raise them properly to understand the freedom and the proper means. So one way to understand that you do have your whims and desires. So God Almighty said that, you know what, I won't hold you accountable for your whims and desires. وَلَكِنْ فِي تَصْرِفِهَا. So the simple two rules are very simple. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُؤَخِذُكُمْ فِي الشَّهَوَاتِ وَلَكِنْ فِي تَصْرِفِهَا. Allah does not hold you accountable for your whims and desires. But how you act according to your whims and desires, you will be held accountable for. I've given you the example. You feel thirsty. Do you get punished for that? No. You drink all these drinks, you get rewarded for. But you drink one drink, which is alcohol, you get punished. You feel hungry, eat everything that's halal. Stay away from pork and what is not allowed. That's it. You have your whims and desires, get married. So we said these are the proper ways. So we said Allah does not hold you for accountable for how you feel about things, but how you act according to your feeling. Number two, عِلْمُ اللَّهِ سَابِقْ لَيْسَ سَائِقْ. The knowledge of Allah exceeds your actions and deeds. It's not that driven fact that pushes you to do something that's right or wrong. Yes, it is our own free will. La ikraha fi al-deen. Freedom in aqeedah. You're not just freedom in fahm, understanding. Freedom in qawl. Freedom in the belief, in the decree. So Allah says, no compulsion in religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْبِ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. That indeed, what is lawful is clear. What is unlawful is very clear. No compulsion in religion. So I don't force you to become a Muslim. I can't. I don't force you to do anything. Allah tells you you're free. As a matter of fact, the scholar says, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ جَلَّ فِي عُلَاهُ جُبِلُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ جُبِلُوا عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ لَذَهَبَ الثَّوَابِ وَلَوْ جُبِلُوا عَلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ لَذَهَبَ الْعِقَابِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forced you to believe in Him or forced you to do something that is wrong or something that is good, then the reward would have been perished. Gone. What's Jannah for them? I forced you to do this.
But if I forced you to do something that's wrong or some disobedient or act of disobedience, what happened to the punishment? Nothing.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنْ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهِ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ.
If your Lord wills, everyone on the face of the earth would have been a believer. أَفَأَنْتَ مُخَاطَبْ here. أَفَأَنْتَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Will you, Muhammad, force people to believe in me? إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ نَذِيرٌ. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُسَيْطِرٌ. You're only warning people. You can have no control over them.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ.
Even he said the same thing on the death of his own uncle. You don't guide those whom you wish. It's free. In this life, you're free, أخي. And أختي, مكلف. Is what you were doing. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that before we even created. Ar-Rahman. What do you say? In the beginning? It says,
علم القرآن يا شيخ. خلق الإنسان.
Says Minhaj. Says Allah subhanahu wa jalla di ula. She says, the one that what? Taught the Qur'an. And then خلق الإنسان. And then created the human beings. The scholar says, it's not zamani, it's tartibi. These ayat, these verses, they're not in a time of revelation, in the release of the creation. But it's the priority. What comes first is that what you follow. It's what you believe in, your minhaj, your methodology. That's something that you're going to follow, your GPS, then that, go ahead, this is the path, follow. To stay away from hellfire and go to heaven. Understanding that, let's put it to bed, inshallah. To put it all together, it came into one question. An-Najashi, long story. Radiallahu anhu. Ja'far al-Tayyar, Nabi Talib, radiallahu anhu, and Ali Bayt al-Athar wa sahabati ajma'in. Look at the difference. A choice you make before and after. He was telling him about Islam. كنا قوم. Because when he came back, this is what, you know what? You're doing something wrong. He says, now identify yourself. Look at the identification of a Muslim. Where he said, كنا قوم نعبد الأصنام أهل جاهلية. نأكل الميتة ونأتي فاحشة ويأكل القوي منا الضعيف. Because we were people among the ignorant, the pre-Islamic era, ignorant people. We used to worship the idols, stones. Worship them, what we make with our own hands. Eat, even our idols when we get hungry. We used to worship stones. And we used to eat that bad food. And when you see Iljiwar, terrible neighbors, يَكُلْ قَوِيُّ مِنَّ الضَّعِيفِ, the strong gobbles up the weak. And we do the fawahish, zina, adultery. Everything is bad. وَنَقْتَعِ الْأَرْحَامِ, and we don't reach the next kin. Terrible people with our families. Terrible everything. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the gift, الرَّحْمَ الْمُهْدَى. That give us the truth of freedom. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make us free. Free of what? Freedom of the ibad. To rabb al-ibad. That's number one definition. So you're free. You are a free person. Do you believe it? You're actually free. You only enslave yourself if you worship anybody else or anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula and what Islam told you do, what not to do. So he says that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us, he says, to worship Allah alone. So we're free from worshiping the asnam, the idols. And the idols are what? You think just the stones? No. The idols of everything that precedes anything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do, and not to do. And what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you to do, what not to do. What does that mean? If your boss tells you you cannot come to Jum'ah, he becomes your Lord. So don't tell me I'm free. You're not free. If you follow your boss telling you what the exact opposite of what your Lord tells you to do, you're not a free person. You're a slave to that. If you follow what your spouse says, either or, that is haram, you're not free. You're a slave to your spouse. If you don't care whether you get your money from halal sources or haram sources, you're not a free person. You're enslaved to your dollar sign. Let me help you out. You know why the social media don't charge you for anything? You don't sell your product, do they? Facebook, anything you want. More accounts, no problems. Snapchat, Instagram, you got it. Twitter, cool. Free. What? Free? All this stuff for free? Yeah, there's nothing to sell me? There's no product? You know why? Because if there's no product to sell you, you become the product. You understand? So they have a total understanding now of how to enslave you again. You don't have to put the chains around your neck. You don't have to be forced to pick up cotton and be a slave to do whatever it is like that recent past and somewhere. But they have a total different understanding of how to enslave you now. They enslave your mind, heart, and body, and soul. You become the product. So they enslave you in what? I control your mind now. Your mind. I tell you what to do. I tell you what's good. I tell you what to wear and not to wear. What to do and everything else now. Your mind. I own you now. I tell you what to do, what not to do, what to buy, what not to buy, everything else. Your mind. I'm enslaving you that way. You're fikr. Then your whims and desires. You will sell drugs to sell your body to get your whims and desires. You will sell your family. Doesn't matter. I don't want Islam anymore. I don't want you my family anymore. I follow my own whims and desires. You understand? The freedom. The freedom is when you have the freedom to worship Allah only, not your whims and desires, because you're one of two, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ula created the angels that have the whims and desires above their mind. No, it's the other way around. But the animals are below. So if your whims and desires above your mind, you become beneath the animals. You're enslaved to your own whims and desires. But if your spiritual level, intellect above, rises above your whims and desires, you become angelized. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us what right, is right to follow it, and show us wrong as wrong, to stay away from it, control our whims and desires, be slaves to Allah only, no slave to anybody else. Ameen. Wa akhda'u alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. O Allah, make us free of all our whims and desires. Ameen. يا رب لك الحمد كم بلغ جلالي وجهك العظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الاولين والاخرين والامين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا ومتصمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه والتابعين واقم الصلاه